Stop whispering, you guys. Welcome to the Option One podcast. I'm Sam Risey. I'm here with the lovely Zoe and Matt. And we're going to find out a lot more about all the stuff we did on episode one.
Yes.
And then going forward, because we've got your partner Matt here, your relationship, your open relationship. And obviously, you did a thing called Don't Judge Me.
And Love, Don't Judge.
Love, Don't Judge, sorry. Yeah. Love, Don't Judge. And there's a lot of articles that went out about that, and obviously a lot of feedback. And Matt, I think you got a few things to say to people. So yeah, we'll talk about that, and just Mr. and Mrs. Game to finish off and find out about Zoe and Matt. So here we go.
You're through to Option One Podcast.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Option One Podcast. I'm here again with the lovely Zoe, but she's brought her partner Matt. Hey Matt, how you doing?
Howdy.
Zoe, if you want to start off with just introducing yourself a little bit and, who you are, what you do.
Oh, what do I do? Well, I'm Zoe Gray. I am 31 years old. I've been at Babe Station now for, it'll be 2 years in October.
Okay.
So, year and a half or so.
Yeah.
From working here, I've then got into mainstream porn, all that exciting stuff.
Yeah.
What else did you ask me?
You do TikTok, Instagram, and stuff like that. So not that safe stuff. For work content and just promote yourself doing that. And what did you do? But you did a beautician before.
I listened.
And Matt. So Matt, what do you do? Tell us a bit about yourself. And
I'm a little less glamorous.
No, you're glamorous.
No, to be honest, my real war day job, shall I say, is I'm a health and safety manager.
Oh, okay.
On construction sites, which is completely different.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've come here a few times to work with you for Mr. Big shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've filmed with you.
What was it you call yourself? Dick for Hire?
That was it, yeah. That's it, yeah. Literally just lay there and you do all the work.
Yeah.
I wish. But no, I'm ex-army. And when I was in the army, every time I went away, Afghan, Iraq, everywhere else.
Oh, wow.
Everyone I was with cheated on me.
Oh, really?
So then I sort of got into...
How long were you in the army for?
14 and a half years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joined at 16 and then got out 30 odd.
Yeah. And you did tours in Afghan?
Yeah, done Afghan twice and done Iraq once.
Oh, wow.
I loved it, to be honest. I love the army. But anyway, so yeah, every time I went away, because you go away for 7 months or whatever, I think it's just common practice that your partner's going to cheat.
Right.
I sit there, a lot of people say they're not, but if my missus went away for 7 months and I didn't see anyone else, it's a bit, when you put it in that concept.
It's a bit strains on relationships,
yeah, it does,
it?
It does.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and then, like, there was one, I went to Iraq and I was seeing about 8 different women.
Okay.
And to be honest, when I come home, all of them had a new fella.
Oh, really?
So I was like, right, well, it's life, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So then I sort of got into sort of a little kink of, if I'm going to be cheated on, as long as I'm involved and I see it or watch it, it sort of takes away that anger element of it. Because to me, it was going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
So then we spoke about it and I said, look, give it a go. Like, I didn't sit there and say, look, go on, run outside, get all the man sausage you want. I said, look, if you ever wanted to, do it, but you keep me involved. Just text me, send me a picture, a video, whatever.
Mm.
And then that's sort of how it started.
Pretty much right from the beginning.
From the get-go. Yeah. And then after about a month, you then said, well, I want to watch you.
Go to clubs and
work it out that way.
And then
both do it. And then it happened from there.
Yeah.
So from there, you did the podcast. And just let me know, like, what happened next and sort of...
So, yeah, we did the podcast.
You talked about your open relationship, you talked your relationship with Matt, and obviously it was a very interesting conversation we had. Go back and watch it. On episode one, and it was like a bit about your lifestyle and obviously a lot about you, Matt, as well, and how you balanced that, and it was really interesting. And then from there, someone, was it a company that watched it?
So a woman approached me on Instagram from a company called Love, Don't Judge.
Okay.
And she'd seen like a few bits in our interview that really kind of interested her.
Mm.
So wanted to do a piece on us, really.
Mm.
And then it took a while to get things booked in. So we were quite busy. I could only do specific days. But they came round, filmed with us. Lovely guys.
Did you know what it was going to be about or anything? Or?
It was going to be about our lifestyle.
Okay.
So how things kind of started and then like the swinging scene, as well as a little bit about the work side of things.
So, sorry to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. There, but Matt, obviously, so you've done Babe Station on TV and stuff like that. But Matt, that will be the first time you're sort of opening up to... online. Would that be the first time, or would you?
Well, to be honest, we actually got asked to do something on Channel 5 as well.
We filmed something for Channel 5 that hasn't aired yet.
Okay.
But we were kind of only really a small.
Yeah, we're part just a little.
In that.
Paid us for hire.
Yeah.
In that.
That's
honest.
Come from something. Sort of people that we know.
Yeah.
So that was your first experience with a TV crew, but
so to speak.
Having people in our house and doing like an interview type thing, it was your first.
Yeah. It was a bit surreal, to be honest.
So, like, do your friends and stuff know, Matt, about what you how your lifestyle and?
Well, yeah, they do. To be honest,
yeah,
I actually got sort of caught out, so we had to come clean about the lifestyle anyway.
Because
basically, it worked out quite funny. I was out with the lads. We had a few drinks, and then the night before. I was a bit panicky because we go to a club quite local to us, and I said, "Look, I'm going to see people and all of this." And funny enough, I walked in a club, and my friend's partner was working the bar.
Ah, okay.
So I was like, "Great." So it's got to come out anyway.
Yeah.
And then anyway, so next day went out, met all the lads, had a few drinks, and one of them kept saying, "Oh, I was
at the club.
I was at VA. I was banging all these birds. I was doing this." And I was like, "You didn't?" He said, "No, I did. I was there, and I had loads of different." I said, "You didn't?" So I was there with my missus. And he was like, "No, you weren't." I said, I was there. And then, funny enough, I then went into another pub, saw my pal, whose bird was behind the bar, and he just pointed at me and went, "Matt, I heard about you."
Yeah,
and I was
great.
So it had to come out anyway.
Yeah, it's just because the lad perspective of it is going to be so different to the female friend perspective of it.
Lads.
Do you know what I mean? Because it is quite a laddie thing to be like, do you know what I mean? Like, so I guess, was it a bantery thing first? Or
it was. It started off, and then it got the whole... It's very weird. Like, everyone's like, "Oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to have loads of different women, blah, blah, blah." But then no one can touch my missus. I'm like, well, it doesn't really work like that.
You
can't really sit there and go, "Right, hey, babe, is it all right if I go and sleep with 8 different birds while you're..."
That's a different thing.
While you sit there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, all of them now, it's very... Like, a lot of them are quite intrigued. And every time I go out now, all they do is talk about...
It gets brought up every single time.
Especially the more people drink, the more it's...
Not in a bad way, though.
No. It's more just curiosity. A lot of them, I want to come. I was like, "Well, if you want, I'll take you to a club."
It's the same perspective like we get when I work at Babe Station. Do you know what I mean?
People,
lads are like, "Oh, I bet you bang all the guys." It's like, no, it's not. No, it doesn't work like that. It's like, I love working there. Do you know what I mean? You just see, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's good, but also, like, it's kind of like, it's not a job. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And
professional sometimes.
Yeah, so I try my best.
Yeah.
So Love Don't Judge, the title, was that, did you guys have input in it? My boyfriend lets me cheat on him.
They did ask.
They did ask
before going with that title.
Yeah.
For that interview, I thought, that would be okay.
Yeah.
Because with the cheating, they put it in commas,
right?
Yeah.
Cheat.
Yeah.
Well, they were trying to do that for clicking and stuff like that, and everything. And it worked.
The thing is, to be honest, I love Don't Judge.
You said video. The guys were really nice.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. No, they were. Yeah. And even the actual end product, it came out well.
Yeah, I watched it.
The whole YouTube video, we were very, very happy with it. But then as soon as that aired, we then had... a lot of articles, a lot of companies taking just one little part of the interview.
One sentence.
Yeah.
Twisting it.
Yeah.
I can't remember
what it was. And that was the part where I said, as I said here, like the way we started. And I explained it to them, like, how did you start? And I said, well, I was cheated on before. So then I got into, well, I let her do it. And then, and they took that one sentence and spun it around. And that's our whole relationship now is... She goes and does everything she wants when I'm at work, and I do nothing.
Apparently, people need to come and save him because he's not safe with me.
Really?
Like, yeah, I'm pimping you out.
Yeah.
I'm pimping you out as well.
Yeah.
So what is that on the articles?
These were comments on the articles all over social media.
Okay.
But like, a lot of people think that I'm a terrible person. that it's all about me, and yeah, he needs to be saved, basically. Yeah.
It's unfair. And yeah, I'm a sin.
Yeah, they clearly haven't watched the whole thing, because they literally just know that. Yeah.
They just took this one sentence in every article. It's like, what is it? English man lets his missus cheat on him when he's at work.
Not even that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
and that's sort of. Yeah. So, but it was very weird because people were tagging me on all social medias. I had a lot of my army boys message me.
It was more Facebook that started to. Instagram and Twitter, we don't mind.
Yeah.
But it went on Facebook.
It was okay. More personal.
And that's where it's a bit more personal, and we know a lot of people that.
Yeah. But then, a lot of my ex-military mates and even my brother was like, oh, well, I saw your Lad Bible interview. I was like, I've never spoken a Lad Bible in my life.
Okay.
I was like, what do you mean you've never spoken? I said, Matt, I've seen your interview. So I'm telling you now, never spoken to them. They found one sentence from a video from a completely different thing and just twisted it.
And then what were they saying in the article? So it was that you only cheat, that's how it worked. Is that how they worded it?
To be fair, I haven't read any of them.
No.
I try not to, have you read wind any me
of them?
Up.
Predominantly most of them, yeah. Because it weren't there was a few that went around. Literally it was just solely, there was no mention about the swinging side. It was just, whenever I go to work,
she
cheats.
Every time he goes to
every
work,
day,
apparently.
Every day, all day. Yeah. And then I've got to wait out, and then when I come home, you're my friend to come in my house.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even how it works.
No.
And you work at Babe Station, so it definitely doesn't happen.
But it's like, also, I've sat there and I said, look, she's an international porn star. She's worked with Brazzers. She's flown to Prague. She's gone to Spain.
Well, exactly on that side of things.
So how else is she going to do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I going to sit there on her bed and just sit there and go, hey, let's film porn? And I'll sit and watch it. It's part of her job, so.
Yeah.
Can't.
That so how did that? So obviously, then does there's a wider space of your friend group that maybe you wanted to conceal has now opened it up. Did it happen like that? Did that really work, or was that not part of the issue?
Not necessarily conceal it from them, but it was more people that. People that you don't necessarily
have conversations with.
It's very much, you're right, I'm good.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
If you're passing people,
yeah.
But this is the thing.
Swing him, by the way. See you later.
No, but we're opening to, we don't hide the facts.
No.
But it was more.
If the conversation arises, then yeah.
But it was a way, as well, because where I live, I'm quite a big guy. I'm 6'6".
Yeah.
I'm a big lad, ex-military, everything else. And then everyone was like, oh, you're just a little bitch. You're letting me shoot on you. It's not how it works.
Yeah.
And that's what wound me up the most.
It's hard. The people that don't understand it and just comment.
Yeah.
And we spoke about it before on I think, Pre's episode about I don't even know if it's trolling, but it's the negative comments. And it's they feed off that. And I don't know why people do that or why they want to have. I guess maybe they don't see you as, people don't see it as people that are actually, or hey, they wanted to do, well, you didn't want to do, you didn't do a daily thing, did you? You just did a YouTube
thing
out of me. And then it came from there.
Yeah.
Did you know that, was that always going to be linked, do you think? Or did this pick it up?
No,
we didn't know that was going to happen.
That's mad. And then did they get back in touch with you once it all happened and stuff like that?
She did. I think she did message just to let us know. The day after she went, just to let you know your interview's gone out there. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. But no, it's funny because the amount of abuse you get, and the thing is, I like winding people up. So
there's two ways you can tackle it, isn't it? You can either ignore it or you can.
But then obviously, because I was a bitch, I was just winding everybody up. And even one of them was like, called me a keyboard warrior. And I said, my Afghan and Iraq medal says different.
Mm.
And then he then messaged me privately and went, I'm really sorry, I actually really respect veterans. don't now sit there and backtrack now that you've been caught out. But it's quite funny.
It's just because I guess people don't understand that. Well, the way the article wrote or the articles have been written and they've took that little clip hasn't helped the situation.
No, not
don't understand it. But I guess it's weird when it's weird when you're in it, because I bet you now look at articles and stuff now and you're like, I don't know how true that is.
That's not life. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we know a lot of people who've been in the paper and are like, I didn't say that. It's just been twisted and
yeah.
But it's clickbait. So I understand why they've done it.
The logic of it, yeah.
Because, like I said, if they sit there and said, oh, these two are swingers, and when he's at work, she can play with other people. Nobody's going to click.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas when it's, he lets her cheat, and it's solely about me being cheated on.
Yeah. Because yeah.
literally every comment, I just replied, swingers, swingers. And people were like, no, for it to be swingers, the no, man's got to play with a woman.
No, they're not.
I was like, I know we're swingers, because I'm the guy in the article. Oh, didn't realise.
Oh, I had a lot of conversations like that. Happens loads of times, yeah. Someone told me, he wrote, we'd been back and forth comment on this comment thread, and he went, why are you defending, like, why are you so hardly defending people that you don't know on a random article? I was like, it's me. You are talking to the person in the article. He went,
it's getting too real.
Oh, I didn't realise. And then he went, good luck with your porn career. Bye.
Yeah, we can see the article as well. We're people that can comment as well. Yeah. It's free to do that. So, just catching up on what so right now, like, what's the future looking forward going forward? And obviously, like, you're in a strong, happy relationship now.
And like
hey.
Now with them comments, well,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is cheating. You're so right.
I'll start working from home.
So obviously, like, Matt, you start like TikTok with Zoe and stuff like that. Yeah. So what's like? Are you looking to get more involved in that side of things? Or
he's going
to
quit his job?
As I keep being told, no, I'm not.
No. Do you enjoy doing that side?
I do, to be honest. I don't enjoy the commute, but I enjoy the work and I enjoy the company I work with. To be honest, the people I work for are great, but it's hard because I try to help out with your TikToks and everything else, and I come up with all the ideas because
he does come up with all of the ideas.
But I don't have time. Like, I wake up at 5 a.m, I commute for 2 hours of work, I go home at 7 p.m. So it's quite difficult.
Yeah.
And then when I am at home at weekends, we're then trying to rush through and do everything, or I'm tired. But then we don't want it solely being work, so then we try to go out and enjoy ourselves, and then we moan that we haven't made
any
social media stuff. So I want to get involved with it more, but then...
Well, it's like OnlyFans is such a 24-hour thing. Like, people don't understand how much of a mission it is to go through.
I'll just post a few pictures.
Yeah. Send one picture and you become a millionaire. That's what everyone
constant.
Thinks.
And it's do you not just send one picture and then you get thousands and thousands of pounds?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all a millionaire.
Yeah.
Just this one photo.
Oh, yeah. I thought so. And Matt sends a picture and then it's like, you know, £1,000,000,000 as well. There you go.
Exactly.
Sorted.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
I wish.
No, it doesn't work like that. So going forward, like, what else have you done recently? And like, because obviously your Brazzers, because we asked about, because one of the things we did say is we were like,
get it out.
Where's the Brazzers coming out? And then I'm going to say they watched it. And they're like, oh, God, we've got to take it out now.
Yeah.
And then, so is, have you done a lot more shoots and stuff like that?
Yeah, so after that, I did 2 more shoots with them. One of those has come out. That was with a woman and a guy. That was for World Masturbation. Is it Masturbation Month? Is it May?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Masturbation Month.
Was it?
Yeah, I was a sex therapist.
Nice.
Yeah.
You saved their marriage.
I did. Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Because I'm so good. My vagina's amazing.
Oh, okay.
And I did, I've done another one that hasn't come out. I went to Prague and filmed with a company over there. And I did another one over in Bedford.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You recognised the bench.
Yeah, I did. I did. I was like, the river, that's near me.
So, yeah.
Shout out Bedford.
Big up the Bedford massive. I think that's it really. I'd like to do a few more pro scenes. Keep it to a minimum, like a healthy balance.
What would you like for Matt, for Zoe, Matt? Like, what do you see her going or?
To be honest, I'm so easy. I don't mind. Like, she can go all the way to the top, or she can not. She can stop. She can do whatever she wants. Like, and we've been asked to go to the XBs Awards in
Amsterdam.
Oh no way! That's it.
And like, when she told me, I was over the moon. I was like, well done, blah blah blah. We'll go, and you do what you can. But then. I just support you with anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hold her back. She's got her own life, so why should I be the one who...
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas a lot of people, they'll sit there, oh, you can't do that. Whereas I'm complete opposite.
Yeah.
Well, I know she's coming home to me, yeah. So it doesn't matter.
And it's like, I guess, like, when you're in a relationship, you don't, unless you work together, you don't end up doing work together. Like, people have separate lives, don't they? So yeah. It's yeah, I was just interested to see, like if you are working, because you do OnlyFans and stuff with her, yeah. Like, is it sort of like, you just, is there an idea to for you guys to be, I don't know, a power couple? Do you know what I mean? Like, going forward, or...
I'd love to do it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I'm very logical thinking. So I'm more...
What's holding it back?
Reality and life.
Okay.
Like, I've always been PAYE. My whole life,
mm-hmm.
I'm very much, I get a wage, I pay the bills. Mm-hmm. That's my life.
Yeah.
I'm worried about taking a leap into...
I think a lot of people can do that.
And that's the thing. Like, she sits there and is like, man, quit. I was like, still got a mortgage to pay for. Like,
yeah.
What do you want me to do? Sit outside Tesco's with a tin of beans and say, look, give me a pound and I'll jump around. Like, it's not...
No, it's not OnlyFans.
So, and then again, like you say...
get to that point, though.
But then even with the OnlyFans, it is a lot harder than people think.
Yeah.
So you can't just make OnlyFans and then you're inflected with subs and it's a lifestyle. Like, it's taken you, what, I'd say year and a half to get to a standard where you are doing well. You're doing very well. But does that mean I don't pay my mortgage for a year?
Yeah, I guess so. It's trying to make that.
It's that leap. It's a leap of faith.
You don't know what's going to happen each month.
Yeah.
That is the...
That is literally it. You don't know what's going to happen each month.
COVID taught us that.
Yeah.
But as well with OnlyFans, like, some months you'll have an amazing month, other... It would be good, but not as... And you never know. But it's the same with, like, your babe station, depending on what you do and how many... So it's very hard. Whereas PAYE, it's... You get paid this, this is it, all the time, every day, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
So, Zoe, you mentioned before on the on the run, but I just wanted to touch back on it again with like Matt's perspective on it, like going into like the swinging club sort of side of it, and you said about like you have friends and things like that that do the same thing, and you met them in the club. So, like, how does it work when like so is it online and then you kind of go? Is it like a How do they find you? How do you find them? How does it work?
What, the club? Like,
yeah, like, how do you get into that almost? Like, how do you find it?
Well, we're quite lucky that we've got a club literally
on the doorstep.
3 minutes
house. How did you find out about that? Did you just always know?
Yeah, it's one of those places that everybody kind of knows.
It was a hidden rumour, yeah. That... Oh, it's a sex club. No, it's not. No, it is.
Yeah.
And then, funny enough, when you get the scene, you're like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And... we go there a lot, and we know, like, we get on well with the owners, and it's great. To be fair, it is good.
So the first time doing it, were you pretty confident?
No, shit in his pants.
I was a proper little bitch.
Oh, really?
Like, I was going back to that article. I was the bitch.
Yeah. Like, were you confident though? Were you just like,
yeah,
but like, she's got massive melons, whereas I'm sitting there like, great. But no, because of how close it was to home, I was like, I'm driving. What do you mean you're driving? Everyone knows me. I'm not having a cabbie know me. You're right, Matt, how's it going? So I was like, I'm driving. And then, I'm going to know someone. No, you're not, shut up. No, I'm going to know someone. And the first time, I didn't know anyone. Loving life. And then the second time I went.
You need someone.
And then,
woman behind the
bar. Yeah, the whole world ended. I was like, right. Not ended.
So then the idea, like, because obviously people outside of, like, that I've never been to a swimming club before. I'm sure people have a perspective of a naive perspective of like you go in and everyone's just having sex everywhere. You step into the door, everything's a sex.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, oh, I don't want to go because I just walk in and everything's a sex and I just have to, I don't know, take my pants off and put it on the coat rack.
You put your keys in a bowl. As soon as you get there, you throw your car.
Yeah, that's it.
It's so far away from that.
So what's it like? Go through
Tesco's deli counter. You pull a number and you're like, right, I'm going to go and smash her now, 183.
Yeah?
No.
So you walk in, you're greeted by the staff, depending on an event, you'll be given like, a welcome drink. And then you walk through and it's just like a normal bar. Dance floor, they'll have a pole up, they always have a pole up, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
And then it is literally just
I'd be all over the pole, Matt knows, I'm moving out.
Oh, I think I've got video somewhere.
No, but like Babe Station Pub. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a normal pub.
Yeah.
And then gets to about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then people dress down, as they say.
Okay.
Like, guys will just be either topless or in pants, somebody naked, whatever.
Yeah.
And same with women, they're dropping their undies.
Because obviously you must be nut, because I think I'd be exactly the same as you. Like, I'd be like, when that started happening, were you like, okay, shit, this is happening now. This is, like, what do I do? What do I say?
No. Or
did it not, did it, confident with, by that point.
By that point, you sort of relaxed and you sort of,
I think because, like I said, I didn't know anyone in there the first time, so I was like, whatever.
I guess that makes it easier.
And the thing is, you get told as well, like, if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I want your dick, you can say no.
Okay.
Like, it's not like me, you, right now, get in the back room.
Yeah.
Like, you do have a choice.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
And, yeah.
And then, like, for example, yesterday, we went out last night, and it was so fucking hot. I was like, I'm sweating my tits off. And the manager was like,
Take the top off.
Right, Bosh, I was the first one to do it. I've only been there 2 minutes. Everyone else is like full shirt and trousers. I'm like, oh, I saw this. I'm at the bar with a bit. Like,
yeah, okay.
Because I was like, I don't care. And then, but the thing is, as well, it's mad because in the clubs, there was no judgment at all.
Mm.
Like, you could be big, small, long, fat, thin, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Nobody judges anyone.
That's like, interesting.
But then.
But in a club,
yes,
in an actual club,
yeah,
that's the only thing people do.
Like I've had it where I've tried to buy a woman a drink in a bar, and they're like, no, and they insult you or no thanks, you're ugly or whatever. But then there, if I went up to a woman and said, hey, do you want to play? And they say, no, I'm all right. Okay, there's no animosity either.
It's not like everyone fuck off, finds
But everyone finds someone else attractive. So where I might be good looking to Zoe, her mates might think I'm rat. They don't, because I'm great. But no, do you see what
that's interesting?
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think is it because everyone's like out of? I guess they're not out of their comfort zone because I guess they're kind of. I guess is it almost? I guess it is like a club. Like everyone agrees on the same logic of what they're doing, and it's like I guess from like what you've seen from feedback that you've got, you know, from it, it's like. Well, everyone looks at it in a strange way. Do you think going forward, do you think it will just get bigger as it goes along?
Yeah, it will, yeah.
Why do you think that?
I think it's just...
There's not as... I mean, there is still... what's the word? Stigma, is that right?
Yeah.
Attached to it.
Yeah.
But it's becoming a lot more spoken about, a lot more open now, that people that have been, say, doing it for 10, 20 years and haven't said a word to anybody now feel... That they can come out with it without being judged so much.
And it's not just that as well. A lot of people are curious about it, but they don't know people who to talk to, and they don't want to because they feel like they're going to be judged.
Mm.
Like, for example, now this article's come out, I had an old primary school friend message me, and she's like, oh, how are you doing? And we spoke, and she's like, oh, do you know these two swingers, they're quite well known, Olivia and Gage.
Olivia and Gage.
I said, yeah, we know him. I said, like, we've worked with him, we've played with him in the clubs. And she went, oh, I went in. It was very much, I was like, oh, are you in the scene? She went, no, but I've always been curious.
That's interesting.
For years. Mm. And then it's for about an hour and a half, sitting there just chatting about what it's like, how you do it. And
And it's just opening up to people.
Yeah.
And then that's interesting. Because I think, like, for me, before I worked here, I'd say the only. It was like almost like there's a place in the village that you'd like, oh, maybe that's a swingers thing. Everyone put the keys in the bowl, joke. And then the only other thing I've got from it is probably that Louis Theroux documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen this swingers where he doesn't take the mick out of it, but it's very like in your head, like an American household. Everyone's older and things like that.
Yeah.
So whereas like you two, like two attractive people go into a swingers, it's like, so that's
like me. Yeah.
And I've got to be nice. Yeah. got to say how it is. And like go into a club. Like I don't think people think of it like that. So I think people will be quite surprised that.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you go there, it is like you've said before. It is younger
people.
Yeah.
There are. It's a massive. Like it really depends on when you go.
Events.
But. Yeah. Even if you went on a normal Saturday or Saturday, Friday or Saturday, that's not a specific event, you'd have such a mix. You we've been before and there's been people in their early 20s and people in their late 60s.
But then we went the other week and there was a couple in their 60s who had a better body than me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Yeah. What is it? Like, don't get me wrong. I was in like a raw, like even guy, like in, with guys. Yeah, if I see a good looking guy, I'll sit there, bloody hell, baby.
Yeah.
Like, it's, do you know what I mean? And she would say the same, but oh, look at her titties, it's...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. I guess people do that in relationships anyway, do you know what I mean? So, okay. So, in terms of, like, if you were going to do... Would you ever, like, run a club? Would you ever want to do that?
I think I would love to.
I wouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
I think because I know, like, the owners of VA and they tell me how busy it is, like, how much hard work it is. Couldn't think of nothing worse.
I see the practical and the... Yeah. I see it now.
I walk in and just do what I've got to do and walk out.
When we're, like, older and potentially...
And I was in the frames
not...
and wheelchairs.
No.
No, but my next question was, like, if you were going to do it, like, what would you do? Like, how would you do it? Like, would you know how to do it? Or what would be, like, your perfect club? Like, how would you...
The thing is, it's so weird because with swinging, there's so many different clubs and different... Like, we like playing in the open.
Okay.
So the main club we go to is very open.
Okay.
It's got 1, 2, 3, about 4 or 5 rooms, but it's all large rooms. It's big room,
big
beds all the way around it. Yeah.
So when you mean open, obviously a lot of people in
can
the
watch.
Room.
Yeah.
Can watch, okay.
Like, and I think it's more because we find it easier to play with people if we play and then people are near us, we then say yes or no.
Mm.
And then you all mingle and it turns into some mass orgy or whatever.
Okay, that's interesting.
Whereas there's other clubs which have loads of little rooms.
Okay.
Whereas we're not into that as much, because, like, I personally...
So how does that work? Then it's like two people just go into a room and then they...
Or a couple, they'll talk at the bar and then they'll waffle for about 40 minutes or whatever, and then I say, oh, look, should we go and play? And then they'll go to a little room and lock themselves in a room. And it's good for newer people who I don't know, it could be too overwhelming with the open space, but then...
Yeah.
I've said it to loads of people. If I wanted to bang someone in a room, I'd do it in my house.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to go in a tiny room...
That's not the reason you've gone to the
room. Or I'd do it in a hotel.
That's not the experience you're looking for.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own different...
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So we know swingers and they're very much like, oh, we prefer this club because it's so closed off and there's loads of little rooms. Mm. Whereas we're very much like, I prefer the open space.
Yeah.
It's just... Yeah.
Are the rooms, like, themed and stuff? Or is it just rooms?
No, yeah, it's just...
themed.
Oh, yeah. You have a dungeon.
And then one room that is literally, I think it's just called playroom.
Yeah.
And it's just
a couple's
got
room.
Beds everywhere.
Yeah.
Couples only. And then one has got a massive hot tub. It's probably bigger than this room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I just wondered how much they played on the idea of, like, fetishes and stuff, because obviously at Baby Station we do, like, loads of stuff like that. Do they, is that...
Some clubs do.
Yeah, they do, but then it's different events as well.
Oh, okay.
So obviously...
Then, like, Penthouse.
Yeah, Penthouse has...
Their rooms are all very...
Yeah.
Weird.
But they've got a massive cinema. Penthouse has got a cinema in the middle. Massive TV screen.
What?
Cinema with, like...
Obviously, they don't sit there and put on, like, Finding Nemo. No. They have on...
It's all porn.
New Avengers.
Yeah.
Things people want to watch.
Yeah.
But everywhere's slightly different. But then we went up to Newcastle to a club called Shush. And they had a dungeon downstairs. And they had, an actual bloke sitting there whipping people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he was, like, a dungeon master. People just go and get... Put on a cross and getting whipped. I was like, fair play. But that's for that.
He was first in line.
Yay!
Pushing him out of the way.
Yeah. That's it. I want to be whipped first.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Is there anything else you wanted to speak about? Anything else you wanted to touch on or anything?
I don't think so.
Before we play a little game?
I think we've said our bit.
Yeah. I think so. I think.
Proved I'm not a bitch.
Yeah. No, but it's interesting. That's why it's definitely wanted to get you back on, like, with, you know, Matt as well, just because I've spoken to Zoe and I kind of understand what the relationship's lifestyle is like. It is very weird to see it put across like that, and I was like, I bet they're not happy about that.
Mm.
But hey ho, I guess
it's all exposure.
That's it.
Yeah,
help to your OnlyFans.
Yeah,
I'll get called a bitch every
day. Are you getting asked to be in the OnlyFans stuff now?
Like, well, to be fair, I have, and they've asked you for more things. But then also, though, I'm filming a lot more with you and other people.
I think, yeah, we're doing a lot more filming together, aren't we?
Yeah,
so, which is nice.
Okay, so I've got a little game. just to finish things off, Mr. and Mrs.
Open
relationship, Mr. and Mrs. This is how prepared I am.
It's how much we don't know each other.
Well, normally you kind of like write it down and stuff like that, but audio for podcasts doesn't really help. So what I thought would be funny is, in a sense, if you just say your answer at the same time, I'll go 3, 2, 1, say. Obviously, I'll let you guys think about it for a bit, and then we'll do 3, 2, 1, say.
Okay. Yeah? Okay.
Will that work?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do yeah. it.
Find out so, whether you're walking home or...
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Damn it. That's why you offered to drive.
Yeah.
We could do a little practice one now. So let's go Zoe's favourite colour.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Orange.
Oh, yeah. No, the thing is, I know it's orange, yeah. But...
Well played.
No, I did. And to be honest, I didn't know that.
This is where the game falls flat here, but it's okay. We'll keep going for it. So, if you could have a threesome with one female celebrity, who would it be? And I'll let you guys think about it for a bit.
Got it already.
You might not have the same one. Let's go for if not, we can go for Zoe's and then we can go for Matt's. So should we go
for yours first?
We'll go for Zoe's first. Do you think you might know?
No, I don't think I would. Thing is, as soon as you say it, I probably know
it.
Yeah. Have you got a name in mind though?
No.
No.
I've had a proper blank. I don't even know who I'd have one with.
Well, this is good.
No, I don't know.
Do you want me to give my answer?
Go on then.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah, sing. Yeah. Oh, no, that makes sense.
Well, you lost that one.
Yeah. It's my car.
All right. So, if he was going to lick food off you, what food would Matt choose?
What, to lick off me?
Yeah. You got
okay,
one?
Yeah, I got one.
Matt, you obviously know.
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Squirty cream.
Hey! Yeah. Nice. Pause though, but yeah. Okay, next one. What's your favourite sex position? And we'll go for Zoe's favourite sex position.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
On top.
Nice.
Yeah.
You on top?
Yeah.
All every time?
Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
It's the only way it works.
Yeah.
With that going for his face.
Okay.
I'm joking.
So I guess it'll be Matt's opinion on it, but Matt's best attribute. But Matt's opinion
but
on
Matt's
it.
Matt's so opinion on it.
Yeah, but you're going to have to think what Matt would say.
Oh. I know what I would say.
My attribute or best thing about me?
Oh, right, what?
Yeah, so like it can be anything. So like what's the best, what would Matt say is the best thing about him? You know, in the way to... I guess it could be two, Zoe. Or...
I know what he'd probably say about himself.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want to know now.
Okay.
You're going to guess? Yeah?
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1,
it's
go.
It's personality.
No, man.
Yeah. See, I thought you would have been like, yeah, because I'm the fucking best, didn't I? Like...
But the thing is, I knew you would have said that as well.
No, I was going to say you didn't pass.
Oh,
you know, like, you bore
off. Actually, I prefer that. Never have you wondered. Oh, let me sit on your dimples.
Yeah.
Never happens.
That's a bit weird. Is that something you've been googling as well?
Oh,
yeah.
Try that later.
Google that one.
Okay, next one. Who fancied who first?
Oh, so
easy.
Yeah?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. Oh,
he fancied me first.
Nice. How did you guys meet?
We knew each other.
We've known each other a while. Yeah. And then, to be fair, I started chatting up on Snapchat.
I kept blowing him out.
She'd blow me out. And then I sent her a picture of my dick. And she was like, I'm coming around your house.
Yeah.
Really?
That's exactly what happened. So
dick,
I don't know where.
Wins.
Yeah. So where did she get personality from?
It
I got no clue.
It doesn't always work,
man. She found my personality out first and blew me out.
No,
she hits a dick
you.
And she comes running.
But it wasn't what I find better, the best of you.
You just said my dimples.
Yeah, but what do you think?
You're digging a hole.
Your head is out here.
Well, it was when you see that.
I'm so glad we played this game.
Dickhead.
There won't be another article. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Okay. Where's the riskiest place you've had sex?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Blue Lagoon, Iceland.
Yeah. Okay.
And we had a massive Batman spotlight on us as well.
We went at night time.
Okay, so you went on holiday to Iceland.
Yeah.
And obviously the famous spa,
Blue Lagoon.
Yeah. After the story, you probably won't be allowed.
I know.
No, hopefully not. It's that expensive. Yeah. Yeah, and then
was it just you guys?
No,
it was
full of people.
Okay,
hundreds of people in it.
I don't think we were the only ones.
Nah, everyone was doing it.
Wait!
I'd advise you not to put your face in the water.
So was it? It wasn't a club thing, or
no. We just went on a normal holiday.
It's a natural spa. It's a natural spring spa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, we just
went. And it was dark. And we just thought.
And then we started off with a cuddle, and then. Yeah, and then you had like a massive Batman torch going around in the water to try and stop people
there
playing.
There were parts of it.
That didn't work.
No, to be fair, we played it quite smooth because you can't really see it, but I was there, you was cuddling me, and then I slowly leaned backwards. You leaned backwards as if we're swimming back.
Yeah.
Where we was actually...
connected.
Yeah.
They need to advertise this because a lot more people will go.
100%.
It's a beautiful place to go as well.
Yeah.
Just don't drink the water.
Yeah.
In the Blue Lagoon, just in case.
I might have someone pregnant from it, but it's fine. I should take my name out. There's been any more CSA, Jesus.
Okay, next one. Who gets horny the most?
Ooh.
So this is quite a hard one, though, to be fair.
You think you both got one?
Yeah, I think I have, yeah.
Comfortable with my answer.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Matt. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering she does it for work, I think I'm the only person she won't put out for.
Wow.
Again.
Get out.
Oh, this is a fun game.
We're going to have be having words after this.
Oh, me and you, or?
Me and you.
What did I do? Right, the questions.
Yeah.
How long have you been single?
that's pretty much all my questions there. That's all.
Love that. Answer.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you very much, Matt, and thank you very much, Zoe. That was the Option One podcast, and we are out.
You're through to Option One.
Option One podcast.